We're back on the Farm Show on KLGR 1490 and FM 95.9. It's time for our bi-weekly visit, rather, with Gary Werdish of the Minnesota Farmers Union, the president. How are you doing today, Gary?
Pretty well, Dustin. The sun is shining. Everything's looking good.
Yeah, we'll definitely take some of that sunshine. I know March was trying to do a January impression earlier this week, but I think spring's going to finally be around the corner here very soon.
Yeah, Mother's Day, she can't make up her mind where she wants to be.
You know, I think we all have days like that, so I'll sympathize with her once today, you know. So you just got back from the National Farmers Union Convention in San Diego. I know that's a big event for the Farmers Union. Tell us a little bit about what happened and what kind of things came out of that convention.
Well, it was a lively convention, you know, a national convention that's already set policy to work at a national level for our D.C. staff and at Minnesota, too. But a lot of discussion on the upcoming farm bill. You know, the present farm bill right now at the low commodity prices is not working very well, and not only for commodities but for dairy and renewable fuels and trade policies. Spent a lot of time talking about all those, and it's interesting. Today the president released his budget, cutting, I believe it's $4.5 billion out of the USDA, out of the Department of Agriculture, and so that does leave us concerned, you know, about as we try and write a new upcoming farm bill. So we get an adequate farm bill that does actually give farmers an adequate safety net.
Yeah, that's definitely been a concern. You know, safety net has been the biggest concern, I think, with the current farm bill and the biggest talk that we've had, you know, in the fact of crafting the 2018 farm bill.
Yeah, it is. You know, the last farm bill was written with, we had higher commodity prices. In the first few years, it worked well, but with these lower commodity prices, that, you know, the insurance program is just not working. You know, and farmers, you know, we don't need to be here. They don't need us to be guaranteed a profit. They just need to be guaranteed or just have support to keep them in business.
Exactly. Now, outside of the farm bill, I'm sure renewable fuels was another a big topic of discussion out there, right?
Well, it is, yeah, very, very much so. We see it in Minnesota. We have a very viable renewable fuel ethanol industry, and we have a few biodiesel plants too. But, you know, we have 21 ethanol plants within our state and all providing good jobs in the local communities. They're all in the rural communities, and you look at the corn price now, right around $3 a bushel. You know, if we didn't have the viable ethanol industry, where, you know, there's some studies that say corn could be as much as 50 cents to a dollar a bushel less, and there's also studies that say our price of gas at the pump could be 50 cents to a dollar a gallon higher. So ethanol does play a very important part.
Yeah, that it does, and we're quite aware of that right here in our own area. We have the high water ethanol plant down in Lamberton, and you know, biofuels has definitely been something that the corn growers and even the soybean growers have been definitely on board with.
Well, it is very important. You know, it does, like I said, you know, all these plants are built in rural communities, and that, you know, the ethanol industry was started as a way to get a back when corn was only a buck a bushel, there was a start in the gasohol, what they called back then, and you can see what it's, you know, what the, how the, as the industry has matured, how it's helped the rural communities.
All right, so turning our attentions now towards some more state issues. I know we've been talking about a lot of legislative issues. Where are things sitting there, Gary?
Well, we're still spending time on our nice buffer issue and our ditch mowing. The governor is having a press conference this morning on the buffers, and I believe on there, you know, that's coming, you know, later. But anyway, our understanding is, you know, he's proposing $40 an acre payment to the farmers. So there's still some moving issues on that. And we're still working with Representative Torkelson and Senator Weber on that, trying to get a little more clarification on the buffer maps and the timeline. So, and alternative practices. There's some alternative practices haven't been clearly defined. So you got a lot of counties don't really know what to do. And the farmer doesn't know what to do with that. What does that mean?
All right. And another thing I know we're just starting to see some movement on is some tax credits for with beginning farmers. You want to talk about that as well?
Yeah, we got a couple bills moving in the House and the Senate, and basically what it does, there's some requirements for a farmer that's been farming for less than 10 years, and there's some net worth requirements too. I don't know them offhand right now, but basically it allows a farmer or a landowner, if he rents or sells a farm to a beginning farmer that fits those categories, gets a 10% credit off of his income tax. So, you know, that'd be very helpful to help get, you know, especially now with the low commodity prices, be very, very helpful in getting a young beginning farmer started.
Yeah, because it's definitely about trying to, you know, in this economic climate, sometimes, you know, getting that foot in the door, and especially with agriculture, a lot of assets are needed, to get started and you know, to help people out and also get a tax credit for doing that renting is a good thing.
Well, it is. You know, the amount of credit, capital required is just tremendous. You know, no matter what type of operation you have, and there's a lot of landowners out there that may, with a tax credit on their income tax, that would hopefully be willing to help get somebody started. You know, with the average age of the farmer now approaching 60 years, that programs like this are going to be needed to help transfer that to another generation. If you're a family that's farming, and it's always a challenge to get to your family members, but at the same time, there's landowners out there that don't have family members farming, and this would be an incentive for them to help get somebody started farming.
All right. Well, Gary, I appreciate you taking the time to visit with us and give us the update, and we'll be talking to you guys again in about 2 weeks.
Yeah, thank you, Justin.
All right, that's Gary Wordish, president of the Minnesota Farmers Union, here on The Farm Show. We'll be back after this.